Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This is our day to talk about lawns and gardens, and it's a little bit cooler today, so talking about lawns and gardens will be a little bit more comfortable. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Good to be here this morning.
Good to have you with us today. And tomorrow is the farmer's market, bright and early in the morning.
It's early, Bart. The market is up and running and starting at 7 a.m. till 12, so people can come out and continue to buy them some fresh vegetables, some honey, and some plants and things of that nature. So it's a lot of good stuff still going on there.
Yeah, people need to make it a point to do that. Go over and enjoy the farmer's market in the morning. And, of course, that brings with it the class at 9 o'clock.
It is. The class tomorrow is harvesting honey. And so you can learn, if you don't have bees, particularly if you're thinking about getting some, you can go ahead and kind of one little education program go with your planning process on getting some bees and going through that process, and maybe you'll join the bee association as well. So it's just one of those knowledge classes if you don't have the bees. But you can go out to the market and purchase some honey that already been harvested, though.
That may be what you end up deciding to do. Yeah, taking care of bees, it is enjoyable, but from what I understand, it takes a commitment.
It does take a commitment. I mean, just like gardening. I mean, you just can't just put it out there and go back and stuff going to grow and produce on its own without any energy or work. And so you need to go out there to harvest it at the right time. But it's always interesting when you watch honey being harvested and things of that nature. So it'll be a good topic and fun as well.
Now, as you look back on your phone calls over the past week or so, have there been any questions that seems to come up more than once?
Well, the biggest thing I've had this week, I guess people are gearing up for the fall. Really start thinking about reestablishing or establishing their turf lawn. We have people are called from wanting to know about sod in their yards. I think they kind of got tired of trying to overseed it and do some things. That's talking to people about sod in their yards with some tall fescue or either seeding time. We're actually in a good time. We want to start thinking about seeding tall fescue grasses. I really like, we always say late August through October, so we're in prime time. So if you hadn't gotten started, you're still in a window. You want to go ahead and reseed or reestablish those tall fescue lawns and things of that. But we're out of the window for Bermuda and Georgia, so they'll be transitioning to a dormant state. So you really want to start thinking about that for them as well. And with those warm season grass, you may want to try to, if people use the term winterize, you may want to try to put in some complete fertilizer so they can go into winter strong and come out a little healthier in the spring next year. But we're in prime time to be really focusing on overseeding those tall fescue lawns. You may have some spots there that have been have died back or disease or bare spots. So, and want to kind of do that. And one of the questions we always get is, should I try to renovate or reestablish the lawn? I typically tell people if they have 50% weeds or bare spots, then they may be looking at a time to go ahead and reestablish versus try to maintain those yards. So, but we are in a good time to be looking at doing that.
I guess really if you've been working on that lawn for years and years and you still have the same problem, that should be an answer for you right there. You need to just take it away and start over fresh.
It can be that a lot of cases there's because you have more weeds and the kind of issues, you want to really just basically go in and just use some Roundup product or glyphosate product and just take everything out and reestablish those lawns and add some organic matter to it. A lot of times we see a lot of turfs that are, well, a lot of our turfs are heavy clay and on rock, so they kind of dry out and die a little bit quicker when in those situations. But trying to improve those with some topsoil or some organic type matter will really greatly benefit those yards.
So those are some things you need to be working on right now. We're in that change of season. When should we physically be sure and have this going on? When, as far as taking the grass down to the soil and starting over?
I will be doing that now because the optimal seeding time is really, I'd say October is the month we really want to get it out. In by October, so we can go ahead and take those grasses out now and really get the seeding planted by the month of September. Is kind of the ideal month that we really want to be doing a majority of our seeding, and we can go all the way up through mid-October time frame.
Okay, but, so we'll be getting that out now. And how much time should we give after we've taken everything off and we have nothing but brown dirt? How much time, because you're probably going to use chemicals to get rid of the grass, how much time should you wait between when it's all gone and before you start planting again?
With a glyphosate type product, Bard, you can go in and spray today and come back and plant this afternoon. It won't hurt the seeds. But the only problem is that the grass, it won't be dead. The other grass won't be dead at that time. So once that grass dies back and you really kind of removed all that debris and worked the soil and got it prepped for planting, then you can go ahead and seed. So it's not a lap pin on it, but it does depend on the product you use to do that. So be careful, because there are some products that you may use that are a little bit more difficult to purchase, but may have a residual effect that will prohibit the seed from coming up. But if you use a Roundup product or a glyphosate product, then you won't have that issue.
Okay, so you can start doing that now and get. So you're saying we need to wait until all the grass is gone, so you'll know it's totally gone.
If you're going to reestablish, yes, sir. I will go ahead and spray and kill everything out, mow it down, and rake all that dead grass or debris up, till it up, then roll those beds and then begin to seed those, and you want to put some type of mulch, or a straw or something over it, so it kind of help keep that those seeds moist. Those seeds typically need to be moist anywhere, depending on what variety of tall fescue you're using, anywhere from 5 to 10 days. So in that way, once they start coming up, you can kind of cut back on the water, and then probably need, depending if you did, you add fertilizer during that time, but soil test would be good as well, so you know what nutrients that are needed in your soil. But fertilization would kind of help really kick those grasses off. Another thing we see when the fall seeding is a lot of time we have leaves to drop in the fall. Mm-hmm. So you really want to kind of make sure on those newly seeded grasses to get those leaves up, because we want that sun to get out and penetrate to continue that photosynthesis process.
Very definitely. So those are some things you need to be doing right now on the lawn, and this is that season that's in between. This is the time you start getting the grass off of your yard, if you're going to be the brave one, and start out for a whole new type of grass. And we've mentioned this before, but there's, with 100 new people coming into the community every week, there are quite a few people who have not heard this. You have an area over at the Lane Agri Park where you actually have a whole lot of plots of grass big enough to walk on, touch, look at, and see what the different types of grass looks like.
Yeah, we have over 20-some different varieties of tall fescue that are out, and they can come and look at them. We can discuss different varieties that are out. I know Mitchell does an excellent job with those, and every so often some of those seeds go off the market, and he actually put out some manure varieties that are on the market. So the ones that we have out there are the ones that people can actually go to the farm supply stores and garden centers to actually purchase, because those are the ones we want people to see are the ones that we have on the market. And they, I think they are 6x4, so they're a pretty nice size plot. And they welcome to go out and look at them and kind of talk about and come in and get us. We'll be glad to talk about them, what we think about them, and of those things. So it's a little bit. And when you go to a garden center or farm supply store, I mean, all you see are bags of seeds. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, which one should I get? And all of them have some good information on them because they are trying to sell those products. But so all of them doesn't work as well, perform as well. So you want to make sure you really take your time and purchase a good and price, the highest price one may not be the best one. So you want to really, and also depend on how you put that out as well. So just by buying some good seeds and throwing it out there, they're not going to grow up and perform. You have to do a little work to really maintain those and to get them to produce.
So tomorrow, when you go to the farmer's market in the morning, 7 until noon at the Lane Agri Park, also give yourself some time to stop at that plot of grass and look at it. Go inside the office, get the chart, which describes what you do to take care of it, and that helps you to, you know, determine what you want to get too.
It does. I mean, those are, we have a little key that kind of tells you which plot is which, and so you can basically kind of navigate. It's easier to see when all of them are growing side by side how they look and how they perform, because on those, again, on those bags, all of them are pretty green. They're dark green, looks mm-hmm. good and well maintained. So but all the ones we have at the office are maintained exactly the same. So you can look at those to really determine which one you want.
And, of course, you can know that the soil there at the Lane Agri Park pretty much like the soil you have with rocks and clay.
Rocks and clay for sure.
So that's going on. Just take a look at that tomorrow when you're over there. While you're over there also, walk around the pond, which is right across the driveway from where the farmer's market is, because there are all sorts of gardens in that pond area with gazebos and things of that sort.
Yeah, Bart, our master gardener is kind of helped lead our efforts on those. We have quite a few demonstrations over there outside of the turf demonstration, and people stop by all the time because they can see them from the road. They're in bloom. We have a perennial demonstration, and those are labeled as well. People can kind of look at different flowers and kind of see what they're out there. We have a butterfly garden, and they're fortunate they can see some of the butterflies that come through that are out there as well. And an herb garden demonstration, raised bed demonstration. They can look at different types of raised bed gardening that we have. And up front, we're actually establishing a blueberry demonstration as well. So we're putting some blueberries out there so they can be kind of seen up front as well. And also we have a crepe myrtle demonstration. They can see different varieties and sizes of crepe myrtle and how they flower and how they look and perform. So we'll continue to expand. And I forgot about the rain garden, a couple of rain gardens out there as well. So we will continue to try to build on our demonstration so people can actually see some of the things they may want to take to their landscape, as well as we can do educational programs around.
Okay, so check that out over at the Lane Agri Park, and that is right next to Paws. So if you're out there adopting a dog or a cat, and I think they're having a special on that as well.
I think they're trying to clean get all clean. Of it. Clean, I can't remember the exact term.
But they're free. I believe that's what it is.
Bart, they can pick up a nice dog or a cat, and basically, I don't know if you walk a cat, but I'm going to say it anyway. and walk through and look at our gardens with your newly adopted pet.
So make it a point to do that. I mean, seriously, that's going to be a neat thing to do. You'll get a new yard, new gardens, and a new pet to boot. Let's go to the phone, Anthony. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you. I just want to make a comment about the Lane Agricultural Center. I'm out there or by there quite often, and we're fortunate here in Murfreesboro and in this area to have a facility like that. And if you drive through it, you'll find that it's probably one of the better-kept areas in Murfreesboro. There are gardens everywhere. If you're looking for something to do or you have the children out for a morning, it's an excellent place to stop by. Somebody's doing a top-notch job out there, and I just wanted the public to know that.
Very good. Thank you for calling and sharing that.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. He is so right. We are fortunate. It did not just happen by accident. Were you here when they did all of that pre-planning, looking around and getting ideas?
I was, Bart, and actually, I think I was the one. I still have a lot of pictures when we first selected that site, and even before the first piece of soil got moved. So I started taking pictures from the day the site start. We got the site until it started moved.
Uh-huh.
First soil being moved until all the way through construction of that. So I may need to put that on some kind of display or slideshow somewhere.
That's history.
But yeah, but we've been out there. I don't even know how many years now, but we are very fortunate. And I cannot take the credit for it. We really want to thank all of our commissioners and legislative officials and all the citizens of Rutherford County to get behind this project and to move Lang Agro Park forward and for it to maintain in part of. We do have, we try to keep it up and looking nice. We continue to try to add to it and keep it maintained. So, and like the gentleman said, feel free to come out. Bring the kid that we're picking up the kid. We do have what we installed a couple of years ago was a little small playground in the back.
Mm-hmm.
When people have meetings and stuff, they typically have kids so they can have the kids out back on the playground while they're in the educational program.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to comment also on how beautiful the place is. Driving through and looking over to the left, it's just a beautiful place. And I just want to commend Anthony for doing a good job.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. And again, like I said, it's a team effort, so I really appreciate that. And we're going to continue to hope people cherish it and try to improve it over time.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment right now. And then we'll be back, and we'll take some more phone calls and questions. By the way, if you do have questions dealing with lawns and gardens, give us a shout. Anthony is here to answer those questions. The number to talk or text, and you're in control of that, 615-893-1450. We've got some folks on hold, so be patient, and we'll have you on in a moment.
The Wake Up Crew, weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. If you're having friends over or needing to get an office get-together, Demas's Restaurant can help. We now have catering menus that can supply pasta bar or grilled chicken, box lunches, a burger bar, and we can do all sorts of things in order to make your evening where you don't have to do all the cooking or cleaning or have to worry about things at the last minute. Let us take care of it for you. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. I'm the guitar tech here. I do setups and repairs. The setup is where you make your guitar play as well as it ever will. Whether you're a professional or a beginner, you need this done at least a couple of times a year to get the most out of your instrument. We also have lessons, $25 for a half hour of keys, anything with strings, and drums. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic continues down 24 eastbound, coming back over from Nashville out of Davidson County. Just busy out here on 41 between Laverne and Smyrna. Stop and go sections of Broad Street out here around church. It's busy there. Memorial also. Hey, around the neighborhood oil change will come to you at home or at work. Give them a call. They'll save you time and money. Around the neighborhood oil change. That number is 709-2645. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
School is back in session, so let's review. There seems to be some confusion of when to stop for an oncoming school bus. Well, Murfreesboro Police Chief Michael Bowen has the correct answer.
Anytime you have a school bus stop on a non-divided highway, you need to come to a complete stop. I know there's some confusion between divided and non-divided highways. There's some type of a physical division on the highway.
When there is not that physical division and only lines on a highway, you have to stop for oncoming school buses. Now, another question on stopping, when you stop for a funeral procession.
As far as the funeral processions, you'll find that the funeral processions will keep to the right of the roadway. Technically, there's nothing that prohibits a vehicle from overtaking the procession on the left. I think a lot of people think that there's a law. It's more of a courtesy or respect type thing. I think that's how people envision that. But there's nothing that prohibits a vehicle if there's a funeral procession. Say, traveling in the right lane, there's nothing that keeps a vehicle from proceeding on the left lane and going past that procession.
However, the funeral procession does have the right of way at intersections, so the entire procession can remain intact. Rutherford County Property Assessor Rob Mitchell has announced that for the eighth consecutive year, the local property assessor's office has returned a double-digit percentage of their annual budget back to the general fund of Rutherford County. Mitchell says the assessor's office is working more efficiently than ever and was recently awarded the Excellence in Administration Award by the Tennessee Association of Assessing Officers for 2018 in recognition of their achievement. Socialize with us on social media. Log on to facebook.com/WGNS Radio and click the like button, or you can follow us on Twitter at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
We are back. Anthony Tuggles with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. And let's go to the phones again. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony. How are you today? Hello there. Hi. Are you still there?
Hello?
Are you here? Yeah, I hear you there. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a question on Roundup. I heard you recommending it, and you hear all this stuff on the TV now. What's your thoughts on it?
Okay, what about that?
I knew when I asked that, when I mentioned that product, I got your question. My thoughts on it is just pretty much the same as any of the products on the market. Basically, if you follow the label and use the product safely, I think all of them will be safe. I think a lot of the question that deals with that product on Roundup that's on the market is come from a lawsuit and things of that nature. There's a wasn't any research-based information found that showed the product caused any of those effects. I think it was based from a jury of a lawsuit. So, but I would tell people basically read the label and follow the label product as the guidelines stated, and you should be safe with it.
Okay. Thank you for calling and asking that question. So I guess you're saying if you use it as the directions tell you to, you're okay.
Yes,
but
sir.
If you don't use it,
anything is possible when you don't follow instructions or direction. And all the products that are labeled that I'm aware of always require people to use PPE, personal protection equipment, basically goggles, gloves, boots, long sleeve shirts and pants, and things of that nature, and a respirator. I don't know if in a product there's not labor to use that way. And a lot of times we do see people spraying different products without having any of that on. Basically, I've seen people with flip-flop sandals and shorts and spraying in the wind and things like that because there's a wind restriction on those products as well. So I think it'd be interesting people just read the label and follow instruction. They should be fine.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea on anything you use.
That is correct.
Read the instructions. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Yes, good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
And Mr. Tuggle.
Good morning.
I was just wondering, if you can plant winter vegetables and garden pots, uh-huh. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay, can we do that now? Winter vegetables and garden item plots.
I'm thinking about fall garden items. Yes, you'd be obviously be a smaller quantity. Things like kale, lettuce. Yes, I can see you planting some, even some radishes and spinach, some of those green leafy type vegetables. That's typically what we plant a lot of in the fall. Yes, but it's going to be limited because you only have limited space. Unless you're going to have multiple pots of them and things of that nature. So, yeah, I can see you doing it, but, again, it's going to be very limited. And then she's right. But we are in a good time to be planting turnip greens. We're not too late for some summer squash, spinach, radishes, some of those products, lettuce and kale. So we're in a good time to be planting those, as you mentioned. But, yes, you can do it. But it will be kind of limited because just of space, unless you're using a real big container or a real big raised garden type area, raised container.
How do you like to do that most? Do you like to start from seeds or do you like to start from a plant?
Most of those products, I don't know if you can get any of those leafy vegetables from a plant. I think most of them are going to be seeds.
So you have time, but that takes a little longer.
Yeah, but we're in ideal. This is the ideal time. We typically want to start those warm season vegetables either late July or early August through, depending on which one you plant in September through October. So we're in a good time to be planting some of those now and be ready to be harvested when it continues to cool on off.
Okay, so good things there. Our phone number, if you have a question, 615-893-1450. Did you get that? 615-893-1450. And we also do take text questions. The thing we encourage is not to send us a text if you're driving. Not only is it dangerous, it's also against the law. So no text while you're driving. Pull over to the side of the road if you want to text. Or use your hands-free mobile device and call us. 615-893-1450. Tomorrow is the farmer's market in the morning, 7 until noon, over at the Lane Agri Park. Great opportunity. Of course, on Saturday, the Saturday marketplace on the Murfreesboro Square. Lots of fellowship, music, just a little bit, sort of a party feeling up there. That's 8 until noon on the Murfreesboro Square. So lots of opportunities to have some really neat produce and meet some folks, and at both locations get baked items and cheese and things of that sort, things that are a little different. And when you talk to the folks, I guess, since bees are so popular these days, you will have folks I know at the farmer's market who are actually beekeepers who are selling their honey, and which is local honey for you, those who want to get rid of allergies and things of that sort. But you can talk to them about, you know, keeping the hives.
You can. I know there are at least four there. Unless one of them decided I'd show up that are in, from the area that actually have honey. And if you never talked to a beekeeper before, they love to talk. So you'll get a lot of good information from them.
Oh, yeah.
So they enjoy talking about their bees, enjoy talking about anything that deals with bees. So you'll get a really good education just from visiting with them if you don't even come to the class tomorrow.
One thing I also enjoy about coming to the Lane Agri Park and the Farmers Market is the opportunity to talk with the master gardeners. If you have questions, because they've been on the radio on a regular basis, you get to know them. If you have questions about the classes that they offer, you know, they're there to help you. They really are. And they're just like you. They at one point decided, I want to learn more about gardening, and they go to one of these classes. So, quite a few of these classes, not just one.
Yeah, they go to more than one. And they actually teach some of our class at the market, and they are at the market every day to help answer questions. If you have a plant sample, you can bring it by the market while they're there. They'll be glad to tell you what's going on with it and try to answer some of those questions as well. But they are a great help to us, and we really appreciate them.
The one thing we have not haven't covered much this morning is the fact that some of the farmers are also selling plants like bushes and shrubs and things of that sort. And these are farmers from this area. We're not talking about people who have traveled from a different state. People from this area who have again, soil just like you have at your house. So whatever they're selling is going to work here, too. So, and what kind of items have you been seeing in that area?
Oh, boy, I've seen all different types of trees, viburnums. I've seen different types of shrub, viburnum is a shrub, different types of shrub, hydrangeas, different variety, different colors. I don't even know what, so many flowering plants.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even know where to start.
So different types those of are, and again, you can talk with them about these different plants that they're offering. Do some of them require more sun or less sun than others?
They do, and those people that, depending on what you buy, like you buying a crepe myrtle or something, like they go full sun, do some azaleas, some things of that nature. They will perform better in partial sun than full sun. Best release some, and you get some tulip poplar trees and things. Some are gonna get real big. Obviously, gonna need full sun. So and they can be glad to help you with that. If not, you can always ask us at the extension office to help you with some of those things like that as well. But I do want to mention before I leave my mind, and we talked a lot about lungs and lung care. There's a program that on lung care, a lung maintenance program on August the 27th. So at 6 p.m., so you may want to kind of make a note of that if you really want to learn more information about lungs and lung service, kind of shortcuts and things of that nature. You want to try to drop in on that session. It's the 27th at 6 p.m.
And is there a fee on that one?
I don't think there is, but they can just basically call in and then kind of reserve a spot so we'll know. So we like people to call in even though it's free, because sometimes you may have a program less attended, so we try to cancel those, the people don't participate in. So if you're really interested in coming, call in and just reserve your spot so we can get you down so you can actually attend that program.
Okay, that's August 27th at 6 o'clock in the evening. What's the phone number people could call?
615-898-7710.
898-7710. Okay. So circle that date and give them a call. Lawn maintenance.
Yes.
And so what's it going to cover? I mean, I know maintenance, but does it tell you how often to mow, how high to mow, what you should spray on the lawn, whatever?
I'm sure Mitchell is going to cover anything from establishing lawns all the way up through mowing. So anything getting established to mowing, and also look at how to select. I mean, you may want to, if you want to talk about selecting a landscape company, talk about some of the things you look for and some of that. So anything to deal with lawns, I'm sure he'll be glad to talk with and discuss it with you at that program.
I just checked your calendar. That is a Tuesday. So if you're, free on Tuesday, there's a Tuesday for you to learn something. And Tuesday, August 27th, 6 o'clock at the Lane Agripark, a lawn maintenance class. Free, call to reserve your space, though, 615-898-7710. Our number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. 615-893-1450. We do take text messages as well as call-in messages. So whichever you're more comfortable with, that's what we want. So just give us a shout. Is there anything we should, are there certain critters that people need to add to their lawn and garden mix? Because I know a lot of people try to do things as naturally as possible. And there are some critters that you can add to your gardens, especially, to help do different things. Should we be thinking about any of those? And I guess that's one of the things that the master gardeners can help you with.
Yeah, well, people during the summertime typically buy ladybug or some other type of insect that actually feed on some other feed on things like aphids and stuff like that. I typically don't recommend a lot of those because they won't stay placed. Insects, things won't, they will move around. But basically, you probably be a little bit better off and more efficient if you basically remove plants as they start to decline, and basically kind of keep them watered at the appropriate time and keep those little garden things mulched, and to help relieve some of the insect and disease pressure versus trying to buy something that's probably not going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase some insect or some bugs that will kind of eat some aphids and some other things, but they no guarantee that they will stay there.
All right. Yeah. Let's take another phone call here, and then we'll do some more ladybug talk. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just heard you say something about that Roundup. It's been on the news here. I've seen it for a week or guess. They've been talking about that Roundup as that this is a danger. I mean, people, it's going to be in they spread on the getting in the oats and all this cereal and everything is they saying. And I just wanted to comment on it.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling and commenting. And again, I think they've mentioned that the problem is people are not reading the instructions. And when you don't read instructions, it is creating very serious problems.
And another thing, when people say Roundup is a company. The product is, I think they're really referring to, as glyphosate. So, and Roundup company, that's kind of the trademark name for glyphosate. And a lot of people kind of get the name confused with
what is the product? I mean, what is the thing again?
Glyphosate is the active ingredient that they're referring to, and Roundup is a company. And obviously, like a lot of companies, they sell other products as well. So I think that's one of the distinctions people need to kind of understand, that it's a company versus the product.
So are there other products that have glyphosate in them?
There are tons of them.
So if you use them wrong, they too will give you problems.
Yeah, so really, that's why I say all, whether it's an insecticide, it can be anything from malathion to permethrin, or anything that you can use, read the label on it. So it's just basically, and all of them, again, have labeled instruction from the EPA that it tells you how to use them and how to appropriate what PPEs you should be wearing and things of that nature. So you really want to read the label on any product that you're actually spraying, because some products you may be spraying, even especially thinking about turf grass or either vegetable products, especially with vegetable products, certain products are not labeled to be utilized on certain vegetables. That's why it's a little bit difficult to spray a product. Even something like an insecticide, like malathion, may be labeled for tomatoes and pepper, but may not be for beans or something like that. So it's really difficult to use some of those. Or either something like post to spray around to kill grass, it may be labeled for certain products, and you can't use it around something else because it'll kill it or cause a problem with it. So it really important to read the label, what you can use these products on and what you can't.
So we may have been having these problems for decades and didn't know it. I mean, it just sort of came to the forefront now. And they're all brought on by people using some of these products improperly, even in the wind. I mean, we're not talking about always putting in too much of them, although that's one of the problems. But yeah. Just so many things. Just read the label. And if you're still not comfortable with it, don't use it.
Yeah. And then that's nothing you mentioned too much. I know we would start, product may call for 1 ounce of what X product to kill X plant. So we call for one ounce of something, and people, well, you know what? If 1 ounce will kill it, I can put 2 or 3 in,
yeah.
2 or 3 ounces on it.
We have that that's our thinking.
But then you think about it, if it's dead, it's dead. It can't be 2 or 3 times it's dead. So it doesn't add up to put more of that product on it to kill if it's already dead.
So there may be a trend now of going even more natural, using ladybugs and critters like that. In fact, we're going to have a tribute to ladybugs in a little bit. So just stay right here. We'll be back in a moment.
Dollar rabbit's foot with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone shamrock's got me shook.
singing abracadabra in a cat's eye.
There, Anthony's in the front of our Congo line, and we're doing the Lucky Ladybug Dance.
Bright canary yellow. It'll really be amazing if that crystal ball I gaze and says I'll always be your steady fellow. Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot. With a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone jam rocks got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's eye.
There are places where people talk, and then there are places that people talk about. News Radio WGNS is both on air, online, and on the phone.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come visit us for all your clothing, gift, pet, garden needs. We also have a great selection of farm needs if you're needing to work out on the farm with fencing, or also a great hunting section. Just anything you would need for the home and farm. Come visit us at Rutherford Farmers Co-op. 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church. And make sure you check us out on our website, RutherfordFarmersCoop.com. And like us on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank, Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. You don't have to go through an operator and get put to New Zealand or somewhere like that.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business. My daughter, Taylor Halliburton, will be joining us the 1st of September. She's out in California right now getting her gemology degree at the Gemological Institute of America. So when she graduates at the end of August, she will be a graduate gemologist. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. Join us on Sunday evenings from 8 until 10 for the PI Show right here on WGNS, AM and FM.
Another type of tribute.
Mama taken the weevil, put him in the red hot sand. Weevil said, mighty hard, but I'll stand it like a man. It'll be my home. This'll be my home. The farmer take the weevil and he put him in a lump of ice. The weevil say to the farmer, Lord, it mighty cool and nice. It'll be my home.
Tex Ritter and the Bo Weevil song. Anthony, you probably have never heard of Tex Ritter. You got to have a little age to remember Tex Ritter, but that was a hit he had. He was a star in cowboy movies, and he sang in the cowboy movies. He lived in Nashville, too. His son, John Ritter, I think, who passed away at an early age, was in a lot of TV sitcoms. But the Boll Weevil song, are Boll Weevils in the same category as ladybugs? Do they do natural things in gardens for people?
Typically, well, I know by Boll Weevil, they called harm to cotton crops.
Oh, real? Okay. So they're not a good
pest. They're not a good pest to have. Yeah, because we used, back in Mississippi and other states, even in Tennessee, that's a nationwide, there was a Boll Weevil eradication program.
Oh. So, forget that one.
So in order to plant cotton, you had to kind of sign them and go through this program. But yeah, they were harmful to cotton.
So I don't
know if they have any benefit to anything else or not.
That's sort of that's the kudzu of bugs. Forget the Boll Weevils. Okay. Well, what else? You mentioned ladybugs. What else should we be looking at? Are there any others?
There are. Man, I ain't thought about beneficial
bugs and critters.
And in a long time, I'm trying to think about what are some beneficial ends. I'm thinking, oh, boy, ladybug. I think praying mantis.
Mm-hmm.
would be one to come to mind.
What do they do? I mean, those are those stick bugs. Is that? I mean, they look like a stick, sort of.
Yeah, they feed on some type of insect. And I'm sure there are a lot of other, I know there are some kind of wasp. I can't remember the name of this wasp. I know we basically have in your garden there, and then there's hornworm or something get in there. They will kind of sting it and basically kill hornworms and things like that. That would cause some damage. But I know some kind of wasp. I can't think of the name of that wasp. And I'm sure there are a lot of other beetles and bugs out there as well, but I hadn't really thought about the beetle.
Well, we'll worry about
We're going to worry about those types of things next time. We're going to have a whole list of
the bug show.
Yeah, we're going to have a bug special when I'm back next time.
Before we leave today, let's remind people again, tomorrow is Farmer's Market.
Yes, Farmer's Market opening up at 7 o'clock. Till 12, so people can come out and purchase some fresh vegetable plants as well as some honey. And I forgot to mention the meats and stuff we have out there as well, and cut flowers. And so it's a variety of different things that we actually have at the market. So they can come out there and do quite well on some fresh vegetable, watermelons, cantaloupes, some of those things are still out as well. So they can pretty much gets a lot of fresh vegetable for this weekend, and come back again on Tuesday to purchase some more.
Okay, so circle that on your calendar, and let's get together and have some fun over at the Lane Agri Park tomorrow. And, of course, tell us once again about that lawn maintenance class coming up. We'll remind them about that.
It's August 27th, and they can call their office at 615-898-7710 to sign up for the program. And basically anything you want to know about lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn service companies, anything turf related, you can feel free to ask those questions. We'll be glad to answer those. But you don't have to wait till the end. If you have some questions or before then you think of something, feel free to give us a call at our office or drop by our office at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. And we'll be glad to assist you with those questions. You having some problem in your yard as well, you can take pictures and look out. You can email them. We get a lot. And that's one thing we didn't touch on a lot. I got a real quick minute is basically if you think you can't make it by the office or something, take some good pictures and email them to us. Our email address is online at rutherford.tennessee.edu. You can email them to me, Mitchell, or Rachel, and we'll be glad to answer those questions via email. And if we need more information, we can ask you via emails. We do a lot of those type questions in answering sessions these days because everybody's on the move. We try.
Electronic communications, big deal. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
Enjoyed it, boy. Have a good weekend.
We'll see everybody tomorrow morning, 7 until noon, at the Lane Agri Park for the Farmer's Market. Hey, you have a good day. Truman's next on WGNS Murfreesboro.